Saudi Arabia's government has issued a most wanted list of 85 militants operating outside the country in places like Yemen, Iran, and the tribal areas of Pakistan. The Saudis are looking for help from international police agencies. The list was prompted by reports that militants are regrouping in neighboring Yemen to launch new attacks. Kelly McEvers reports from the Saudi capital, Riyadh.
The most wanted list includes four men, two Saudis and two Yemenis, featured in this video that recently was posted on militant websites. The video is meant to mark the merger of Al-Qaeda in Saudi Arabia with Al-Qaeda in Yemen. Al-Qaeda in Saudi Arabia was virtually wiped out in recent years after attacks there that killed nearly 200 locals and foreigners led to massive crackdowns by authorities. Al-Qaeda in Yemen is responsible for a string of attacks in that country, including a blast outside the U.S. embassy last fall that killed 17 Yemenis. The video says the new group's aim is to rid this region of unbelievers, then take the fight to Jerusalem. Terrorism analysts say the video also was meant to embarrass American and Saudi officials. The two Saudis in the video were released last year from the American Detention Center at Guantanamo Bay, and afterwards they graduated from a well-publicized rehabilitation program in Saudi Arabia. Thomas Heghammer is a terrorism researcher at Harvard.
It was deeply embarrassing for Saudi Arabia, who has been insisting that it is safe to send back Guantanamo, that the Saudis were able to look after them.
Since the video's release, Saudi Arabia has sent a high-ranking counterterrorism official to Yemen. Troops have been dispatched to the Saudi-Yemeni border, and the president of Yemen has called on tribal leaders to turn in suspected militants. Gregory Johnson, editor of a forthcoming book on Islam and insurgency in Yemen, says the government there is not equipped to tackle the problem on its own.
The government's lost a lot of money. It's heavily dependent upon oil exports. And as the price of oil has went down, the government, it's kind of fragile alliance of different tribes and different interest groups that it strengthens with money and different goodies of the state that it can dole out, it's put those in more jeopardy. And so state power has actually decreased over the past year.
Johnson says this is what makes Yemen so attractive to militants in the first place.
So what really needs to happen is that the U.S. and Saudi and other kind of regional and Western powers need to come together to help Yemen. And you really have to almost pursue a two-track policy, having the initial one and the short-term goal be to kind of take out these individuals. But in the long term, you really need to help stabilize Yemen.
Without that stability, Johnson says, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula will grow and might even launch attacks as far away as the Horn of Africa. Here in Saudi Arabia, relatives of the men on the new most wanted list are telling local reporters they're cooperating with officials to bring their sons home, says Saudi columnist Hamad al-Bahri.
We are sorry to what happened to our children or to our boys, and we like that Allah, God will help, and the government will help them to come back to the right way or to the right religion.
Bahri says it's not quite so simple. Somebody had to help these militants flee the country in the first place. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers, Riyadh.